The Constitutional Modernization Commission had looked at various options for improving redistricting, a process that's generally blamed for creating legislative and congressional districts that favor one party over another. The panel was very close to bringing a plan forward, but now two new bills have surfaced. Republican Representative Matt Huffman is a sponsor of these new plans.
The redistricting proposal that we have basically requires the minority party to vote on the map and approve any new redistricting maps, both congressional and for state legislative seats. So that would be a first and a new proposal for the state of Ohio. And if that's not achievable, if the minority won't approve of it, then the map essentially is then left up to the voters whether that map will be the map that is used for electing both congressmen and state representatives and senators.
Huffman says his plans encourage cooperation and would ensure the resulting map is fair.
One of the problems is that we have now, and the problem this is designed to address, is that the majority party basically can look at the minority party and say, we're going to do whatever we want. And there's only a few things that the minority party can do to keep that from happening. Essentially, this process puts the process on a much fairer ground.
Huffman's plans take the courts and the governor out of the map approval process. Instead, a map dispute would go to the voters as a ballot issue. But critics of the plan say that would also be unfair. Dan Takagi, a professor at the OSU Moritz College of Law, says voters could be steered to vote no by the issue's wording.
I can tell you with virtual certainty what the outcome of those votes will be, no matter what. Why? Because people distrust the state legislature, not without good reason, and they distrust any commission. So predictively, when voters are asked this question, they will almost certainly vote no.
Takagi says these bills actually make the redistricting process worse by giving more authority to the majority party.
It is the dominant party that holds the whip in its hand and can beat the opposing party, the minority party, into submission with it. As a practical matter, the minority party has no real leverage under this proposal.
Ohio State University professor Dr. Richard Gunther also remains unimpressed.
This is not reform. This is really a Trojan horse for entrenching in power the current legislative majority and having that spill over into a huge supermajority in our congressional delegation.
Backers of the new redistricting plans hope to pass them in the next few weeks during the lame duck session of the legislature. Opponents are hoping to raise enough questions about them to put pressure on lawmakers to stop the adoption of the plans. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio Statehouse News Bureau.